Perek Ches Mishnah Hey. Tarnagol Shabola Sasheretz. Ah, the Tarnagol.
I hate the Shabbos.
The poor Tarnagol. The subject of my son's Erev Shabbos.
It got swallowed by sheretz.
Shabola Sasheretz. It swallowed the sheretz. Why? Because the tarnagol is containing, the tarnagol's body is containing the tomb of the sheretz. Let's see the Rav. Very important condition, tarnagol must be alive. The tomb of Balua in Mishnah Hay.
Yeah, look.
Mishnah Hay. What's that? How can you not hear?
It's Dalit.
Hey, the Nafal Tana. The Nafal of Tana calls Man Shatana Gul Chai. As long as Tana is alive, the Tuma Balua he ve'ena v'tama. It is Tuma Balua. A Tana Gul fine. The Vayitin Mishnah of Yemes Tamei Vayitin Vehushlo Yitshar. Could they equal Mishnah Shabola at Shemes? But let's say it is dead and it's Tamei. Why is it Tamei? Because once it's dead, then we don't consider it to shelter. A dead tarnagol does not serve as a shelter for the tumah. The Rav says the condition that it's been there in the stomach less than the equal 24 hours. What is the equal by human being? 72 minutes. Dalad mil. If you eat bread and you delay 72 minutes, can you make it in your stomach?
No.
You can't. Well, that's a great find.
Some people say you can.
Even less than 72 minutes. If you're no longer hungry, if you feel that the food has been digested, if you're very hungry.
And if you are, you can go longer.
What?
If you're still full, you probably can go longer, no?
It's not so pashut. I don't know the answer. I don't remember the halach. Once upon a time I learned this, not so long ago, and I forgot. That's what happens when you don't chaza. When you don't chaza, you don't remember anything. Okay, so here we have here. Okay, so it's less than shuk the equal. So therefore, what is halach that if it's less than shuk the equal, mishosh shabola shabola.
That's interesting. What? I mean, any chicken that you find dead, right? You to suffolk whether or not.
A dead sheretz? No, I don't think so. Dead sheretz? Can't be chayish for dead sheretz.
No.
Well, you don't know.
Charities?
I don't think so. Dead shrotzim? No, not likely. Mm-hmm. Only shmona shrotzim. The shmona shrotzim are large.
So they're not conscious for that. Why is the Mishnah being?
It's telling us you say this. Telling us you say this in the locha. So here we may sometime.
It's like a far stretch case, right? If they don't eat it, they won't.
Not necessarily.
They eat the one.
But here's the case. That vushla shok the equal mshosh and bola at shmeis the shuk the equal because they say. Next locha. So the bread that's inside the oven is a shnia, because the tanner is a tchila. Let's see the Rav says, "Apashim sechah shnia, deloy chazina l'tanner k'man d'mal yitomar." We don't consider the oven to be filled up with tumah. Kilu noga b'sheretz passes, and to say that it's as if the bread touched the bread. Elo hatanner tchila, she'asheretz hu avatumah. The sheretz is navatumah. So this Pasha is picture 168. Here you see over here the oven. There's a sheretz. Sheretz is an av. The ear space of the oven, including the oven itself, is a rishon. It's one madrego down, and the male of the bread is a sheni.
Why is it even tama?
It's the avir.
It's not the avir. The avir is here.
No, the avir is the entire thing.
Did we once learn that yet?
Only by kalim we learned that. Klicheres, not by foods and mashkin. Only kalim. Remember the kalim? Here is the kli. So when the sheretz falls into the oven, the sheretz is only not metama kli. It's only metama oichel. Only time it can be tama.
Tana tchila.
Tana is a rishon. Sheretz is an av. Tana is a rishon. And the bread is a... Sheni, that's what it says. Finish the mission. Let's see the Nachmal. Tarnagol shabolas a sheretz. A tarnagol swallowed a sheretz. V'nafal aver hatanur tohor. Right? It's chazan mishnah. A tarnagol that it swallowed a sheretz. And v'nafal ta'avi a sheretz. A tarnagol is alive. So it's halacha tohor. Why is it tohor? A living tarnagol is a shelter. Is a shelter for the tumah.
Right.
Next, v'yemeis. If the tarnagol is dead. Tomei. Why to Tomei? Because dead tarnagol is no longer a shelter. One, however, it has to be less than 24 hours. Very simple. By the Mishnah Vav. Days, Se'or, Mukaf, Samid, Posil. What is the base sar? Raf. Base sar mukav tzav apostle. B'chli cheres saskina. We're dealing with chli cheres. Shematzil bi'aver hatanu b'tzav apostle derech shematzil b'oil hames. Tichsev mikol asher yeochel. V'loi kol oichel. It says in the pasuk mikol with a mem. Mikol means from all, but not all. V'loi kol oichel. Prat l'mukav tzav apostle b'chli cheres v'nosin l'sech hatanu. She'enu mitam mi'aver hatanu. Av kli shetef, a kli shetef. What's a kli shetef? A kli that can be rinsed in water. I mean, it's in other words, kli shetef is a term which means anything other than cheres. Are you clear with that concept?
Not really. I'm not clear with this whole thing here. This space or mukav.
We're now going one thing at a time. Here. Let's just go jump ahead here. Look at this picture over here on this page.
I like it.
Okay,
it's a barrel.
A tanner.
It's a barrel.
You have a kli, and the kli is cheres. It's cheres, and it's a barrel. It's a barrel made of
cheres.
And what's on top of the cheres?
Some kind of
a seal. But what is the halacha? The halacha is that that whatever is inside this kli cheres is tar. So gezeres hakasa. Before we go further, the very important thing to remember for the rest of himself, the kalim. There's two kalim. It's called a kli cheres, and there's a kli shetef. Shetef means something you rinse. A kli shetef means any utensil other than a kli cheres. Got it? That's called a kli shetef.
Anything else?
Anything besides a kli cheres. Why? Because a kli cheres becomes tummy. How do you matar a kli cheres? It's tummy.
Break
it. How you matar every other type of kli that becomes tummy?
Mikva.
So shetef, when it means to rinse. Rinse in this context means you wash it. You wash it in the waters of mikva. So
that's why it's called shetef.
Shetef, because you rinse it. So now let's take a look at the picture number 170. Kli cheres. Here we have a kli cheres. We have a mace. We have a dead body in this shub, mace dim sabais and matam to mas oil as kolasha bias. We have a mace and it's matam to mas oil kolasha bias, the entire bias is tame. Okay, we have a muk of some apostle. This kli cheres is sealed with a seal. Pia kli sasam, the mouth is sasam, aydin mugufa, ba'adavar sasam, mitsumud, whatever is sasam, mitsumud is firmly attached to the kli. So what is halacha? Kli cheres ain't mekabel tumah migabay ela b'taychah. We know the halacha is that a kli cheres only mekabel from the inside, not from the outside. Bilvat uch shapia kli mukav tzamid pasul. When the covering of this utensil is sealed, uch shapia kli mukav tzamid pasul tumas oil ain't nichnas tzeichah. So the tumah of the oil does not penetrate into the inside of the kli. A kli cheres only mekabel from the inside, not from the outside. Meaning that it's sealed tzamid mekabel tumah. We got kli tar chol mashu b'seichah tar. Dafkli cheres, abu kli shetef, dafka, this is true when it comes to kli cheres. But if this was metal, if this was wood, if this was glass, if this was neter is part of this, anything other than abu kli shetef, shemakalta migabai, tami akli betumas oihel, v'chol masha b'sechay agam hu nitma b'ol hames. A kli shetef automatically is tumma from the outside, so mail of the food that's inside a kli shetef is mekabel, is automatically become tamei. So if this was not cheres, this was any other material other than cheres.
Didn't we say glass is like cheres also?
It could be, maybe it's like sand. Glass comes from, so maybe you ought to take that back. Dvarim shamati lechem tohus hein v'yadi. It's a tohus.
Okay, I see. To keep you on your feet.
Okay, so now let's go. So that's this case. Now let's transfer to the next picture. The picture over here is a tanur. Let's go new to tumah. Lamanu menab naposak sha'af b'tumas avir tanur v'shar kli cheres oichal nimsa v'kli cheres hamukav tzamid pasil la nitma me'avir tanur. We learn from the pasuk from mikol asher b'seichay. Mikol means from all, not all. There are situations where. That if you have a kli cheres inside of a tanur, there's no tum as well. Okay? V'dafli cheres avu kli shetef avu pi shakli tohar tish avi atanu enu matamu kelim reitzir enu matzil al uchlam shabasecha v'harei heim nitmur me avi atanu. This is an amazing chiddush he says. This is amazing. You never say such a chiddush if we didn't have the Mishnah. He says we have over here a tanu, correct? And we have here a cheres. Just let's say we have an empty kli, and there's a dead sheretz inside the tanner. Is the kli tameh? Is the kli tameh?
Yes.
No, it's not. You pointed this out to me yesterday.
Right.
In this case, we have a tanner, and we have has to be in the avir. So is it the avir? It's not. It's not in the avir. Okay. There's a sheretz over here. It's not in the avir.
Oh, you
don't. It's not in the avir. So is the, and this is a kli. This is a kli. This is, no, lav dafka, any kli. Let's say it's metal.
Yeah?
It's metal, yeah, because same. Let's say this is metal. It's not lav dafka, lav of charis, even if it's metal. A sheretz is not netan or kli in the tanur if it's not in the avia. It's not in the tanur. It has to be directly in the avia in order to become a tamei. It's not in the avia. But it's metal, so it's not. But inside this utensil is sealed metal utensil, a can of soda. It's vacuum sealed. Inside the metal thing is food, is liquid. Is the liquid tamei? Yes. Or there's food inside. Why? Even though the avi of the tanur does not metame the utensil, but it's metame the food that's inside the utensil.
Really?
Yes, that's what it says. Look what it says. V'daf glicheres avul klit shetef, a metal utensil, afal pi shakli tohar. Let's say we have food. Okay, because liquid can be the time of the clean in turn. But let's say we have food, we have a davar oichel, avol kli shetef, afa pisha kli tohar, even the kli yisra lefisha avi atana in the time of kelim, eina imatzil al oichlin shebesoichoi. It's not going to save the food that's inside. There's food inside the yuklitz tamei barihim nitzmei mi avi atana. Okay, we good? Is it good?
So how does that happen? You mean this doesn't become tummy, but if you have
the food inside, it becomes tummy.
That's a pella, no?
I told you it's a pella, but that's halacha. Now let's go. Now that we know this,
how does it become tummy?
Because the obvious.
It's not in the obvious.
Let's take the principles. The principles are: we have kol asher besocho yitzma. If you have a sheretz and you have a piece of bread, is the piece of bread become tummy in the obvious of the tanner?
Yeah.
Yes. What says the bread? The bread is.
But it's in the open air of the
oven. Right. So what is in a chanami? A piece of bread. I have a sheretz and a piece of bread in the avir.
Sheni.
Why? The sheretz makes the avir in the oven into a rishon,
yeah, but this
and this is sheni. Okay,
sealed,
let's look at a kli. Can a kli be mekabel tzulam? This. Why is it? Because a kli can only be mekabel tumah from an avatumah.
Okay.
So therefore, the only time you can say that it's going to be metameh, the avi is only if it's directly on top of it. If it's not directly on top of it, then it's going to be, then the air space is going to be a rishon, and a rishon cannot be metameh kli.
Okay.
So that's why the kli is tar.
Okay.
But if the inside the kli there is oichel, if I take this piece of bread and I put that piece of bread in here,
correct,
and I seal it, and this is not cheres, right, it's metal, the tumah penetrates the inside of the tumah of the piece of bread, and the kli is still tar.
But isn't the, did we say that the oichel, can you turn back whatever the oichel was? The piece of bread. Yeah, we said this was a
sheni.
A sheni, why? Because the...
The avir is a rishon,
right,
and the bread is now a sheni.
Right, so what it would be...
So here the avir is a rishon, can a rishon be with tumah kli?
No, but I'm saying in the case now with the bread inside the barrel,
yeah,
it should be like a shlishi.
No.
Because it's...
No, it penetrates. It just goes right through. It goes through and through. It goes through and through. Let's see, Nachmal. So now let's go back to over here with the Rav. The Rav over here says, let's see the Rav. So the Rav over here says, base saw. So we have here a base saw. We're coming to a base. Let's see the picture of what is a base saw. A base of the whole yeast. Special box. Okay, just two compartments. One and two. A base saw. Karatz. Mechitza, what's karatz? Karatz means, I don't know what karatz means. Mechitza, karatz is mechitza shebein shnei bati akiva. Okay, karatz means, it means a dividing wall. That's all it means. Can you vocabulary word for today? Karatz, a dividing wall. And we have in one compartment, we have the sheretz, kishrit ma'echad, hasheni talufi shatuma eina b'seichai. We had this before, we had this way back with Do you remember these pictures?
Okay.
There's a sheretz over here. It doesn't contaminate this. And then we had the case of the kalmorim hanisuamos, the twin boxes of the sefer, of the sefer or the base tavlin. It's made out of wood, and they have little compartments. The sheretz in one, it does not contaminate the other. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? He says we split. We have a dividing line. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, chol kimesavyei, dividing line. Chazring.
I remember.
Good. Wow. Good. Very good. I wouldn't. I don't remember.
Remember?
Okay. Let's see. So here we have over here the base sar carrots and the mechitza shabein shtei bati kibul and shasheni tov lefi shenat to in tosecha kiravir. Here it says in the caption, which is saying the base sar sheish to shnei bati kibul. The Mishnah is going in the case of the two bati kibul. The mechitza b'neim. Shnit ma echad mitaychol lo did ma sheni. The one is tamei, the other is tar. Lefi shabiyachas shabiyachas elav hatuma ina b'seichay. In relation to it, tuma is not inside. V'chedin kalmarim hamesu amos. Like we learned way back. Okay.
So now two separate compartments.
And a sheretz is in one. So what the halach is? The other one is tar. Let's go back to the Rav. The Rav says beisar mukav tzavet pasul. The beisar that's mukav tzavet pasul. Bechli cheres askina. Okay, you look in the Rav.
Trying. Yeah,
beisar mukaf tzamid pasul, that is sealed with a cover. Bechli cheres. Okay, let's see what it says. Bechli cheres saskudim with kli cheres. Shematzil ba'aver hatanur. Shematzil pasul kederech shematzil boil boil hames. Tachsiv, it says mikol ha'oichel asher yochel. It's mikol, it's a mem. From that extra number done, v'loikol ha'oichel, there are times when the food will not become tummy inside of an oven. Prat, what is the case? L'mukav tzamid pasul b'chli cheres v'nosl sechatanu. In a situation where you have a barrel that is sealed and it's put, and inside the barrel is food, and it's put in the tanner, the food is tar. She'ena mitana mi'avir ha'tanner. Aval, klishetef. Okay, here's the chiddush that blew your mind. But if you have a metal utensil, enay matzil b'tzamit pasul, even if it is completely sealed, and if there's food inside, the food is tamei. Enay matzil b'tzamit pasul lo'echlam shebesechay, tihachi tanner b'tayis kohanim, kol lo'echal, the word kol lo'hav yamuk of tzamit pasul b'klishetef, shenos nosach ha'tanner, she'ena matzil miyad, 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 was a kol ho'echal, lo'hav yamuk of tzamit pasul b'klishetef, the nosan nosach ha'tanner, she'enay matzil miyad kli cheres. What does that mean?
Yeah,
what's the cheres? Ice your days. What's the days? The marbe ain't a kli cheres. Umoitzi. The marbe ani kli cheres. She'ain a matzl miyad kli cheres. Let me get it. It's in the oven. That's fine.
What? We're talking about a.
In this case.
We're talking about a regular kale, not a klicheres.
Klishetef.
Right.
You have a klishetef.
What does he mean when he says
that if it's in a klicheres, a tanner. Tanner is a klicheres. If it's in a klicheres and you have a klishetef, and the klishetef is mukav with some apostle, it's not going to be matzil. Now, we have now you got to the case. What is the case here? Let's go weiter. So we have over here. All lit at the base sar mukav tzamit pasul. The nasun l'sechatana has saar v'yasheretz b'seichel v'yakeretz b'entayim.
Tzamit pasul. A base sar. What's considered a base sar?
A base sar. Where do you get base sar? Where do you get?
You get a mishnah.
Speaking of the mishnah, base saar.
Uh-huh.
That's this box.
Okay, base saar mukav tzamit. It's surrounded by.
Okay, this part, let's first go through the details. There's two parts, the sheretz and the other compartment.
Which book of tzamit?
Here, there's a seal on top. You see the seal?
Okay.
Muk of tzamit pasul, it's sealed.
The base is a two compartment keli.
Correct.
That's covered. Muk of tzamit seal.
That's covered with a.
What's a tzamit seal?
It means a cover.
Okay, what kind of cover is it?
A cover that's sealed, metal.
Metal
was welded down.
Seal is metal.
Psil, I don't know. It means that it's. Look at the picture. Mukaf tsamid pasul. I don't know exactly. Mukaf means it's surrounded. Tsamid pasul means a tightly closed cover. That's all it means. A tightly closed cover. There is no gap between the utensil and the cover. They are snug. Okay. They fit tightly one upon the other.
Yeah, then you put it in the oven.
Now, there are two compartments. In one compartment, there's a sheretz, and in the other compartment, there's a piece of bread. So now, what's the question? So what are the mission? Nosan, the back guards to the mission. Of Nosan, l'soich ha-taner, ha-so'or v'ya-sheretz b'soichai, v'ya-keretz b'entayim, the dividing wall, the keretz is the dividing wall is between the two compartments. So what is the halacha? Ha-taner tamei. The taner is tamei. So the whole oven is tamei. The ha-so'or tohar. The yeast. This is not bread. Instead of it being bread, this we'll say it's yeast.
Ooh.
Sar is yeast.
What's the difference?
No difference. For as far as we're concerned, there's no difference. Yeah, sar is tahar. Why is it tahar? Let's see then. Let's now go to the Rav. Okay, look at the Rav. The Rav says.
I can't be Italian. Atana Toma Vash.
Where are we reading from?
But we know that.
You got that, Rav?
Why should it be tar?
Let's see what the Rav says.
It's in the avir of the thing.
You have the Rav. We're going to yesh lechli zesh shnei kibul. There are two kibulim. Yamachitza mafsekes bein base kibul lechaver nikres carrots. The wall that divides between the two compartments is called the carrots. Loshain mechoymer koiratzdi gamoni. I have been divided. Okay, so the word karatzdi means I've been separated from matter. The mechitza magas at tzfasa, the mechitza reaches until the very edge. The mechitza goes all the way to the very, very top. The asar mitzadech of hasheretz mitzadacher. The akeretz ya mechitza v'chitzetes bein time. A mukaf akli kulo tzamid pasul. The nimsa sar v'hasheretz shnei mukaf mitzamid pasul. Hatana tamei. Machmas hasheretz. Shebesech tzamid pasul. Shetzamid pasul matzil al hataharos. Shetzamid pasul matzil al hataharos. Shebesecha milikabel tuma. The ena matzil tuma shebesecha shalut v'sacherim. Hatanur tamei machmas hasheretz shebesecha shebesecha tzamid pasil shetzamid pasil matzil al taharos shebesecha milakabul latuma ve'ena matzil al tuma shebesecha shelul tamei asacherim diasar tamei tochachu mukov tzamid pasil b'fnei atzma. So this is cheresonat. We have another picture over here. Let's go to these pictures, okay?
Uh-huh.
Here is the oven, good?
Yeah.
Here is the base sa'ar. This entire thing. Are you with me?
Yeah, they saw.
This is the carrots. There are two different compartments. Compartment A, compartment B. In between the two, there's a carrots, a dividing wall. Beisar mechuluk l'shnei bat kibul. Beis akibul hasheni loynitma. Let's go to the one on the right first. Afal pisha hasheretz nasim b'kli mukuf tzavid pasil metana hasheretz satana me'aviyoi. Okay, so you got that, you saw it?
Yep.
The sheretz is going to contaminate the entire oven. The tumah of the sheretz breaks forth. It breaks forth from in this compartment and contaminates the entire oven. Why is that so? Lefi shetzamid pasil moil rak lahatzil oichlim shalo yitmu kishahin b'saychay aval einay meneas atumah melotzeit sultanei yasatan. Now this is very hard to understand what this means, but we have to just take it literally, is that a tzamid pasil by a kli shetef only has the ability to protect it from tumah penetrating, but a tzamid pasul by a kli mateches does not have the power to prevent tumah from escaping. So being that there's a sheretz inside, even though this sheretz is 100% contained inside its tzamid pasil, but being that this tzamid pasil is not cheres, the tzamid pasil is it cheres or not cheres? Does it say? Let's go back. Beisar mekubuchi tzamid bekli cheres askinim. Shematz will be aver hatanur b'tzam pasil da shematz will ameis mekubu fine. Okay, so this is cheres. I take it back. We have to. This thing is incredible chidushim here. I mean, one after the other.
It's we're getting knocked out.
This thing over here is cheres. This entire compartment.
Where did you see that? We were looking all over. You couldn't find it before.
Base or mukaf tzamid pasul bechli cheres askinan. This box is made out of cheres. Yeah. Now, therefore, the Torah says a tzamid pasul shelters one from tumah. The only time a kli cheres that is completely sealed will shelter from tumah. Here are the examples. You have a room in oil hames. You have a kli cheres. That's tzamid pasul. You have a tanner. Inside the tanner is a barrel. That's tzamid pasul. The Torah says, a utensil, that's cheres, that tzamid pasul, is sheltered from tumah. Along comes this Mishnah and tells us a knockout chiddush that you never heard before. It only means that if there's food inside, the kli cheres, that tzamid pasul, is protected from the tumah. But if the tumah is inside, the tumah escapes, even though it's tzamid pasul.
Say it again.
We have a kli cheres.
Right.
It's tzamid pasul.
Right. It's
sealed.
Isn't this the kli cheres?
Yeah, and it's also kli cheres.
One has.
They all section. Have.
Okay.
This is the beit sar. This is a regular barrel.
Yeah.
He tells us here an incredible chiddush.
Yeah.
The chiddush is you have a kli cheres.
Correct.
Tzamid pasul.
Correct.
It is sheltered from tumah. What does that mean? If there's food inside,
yeah.
Are you with me? If there's food inside, yeah. And there's a sheretz or a mace in the room or a sheretz in the tanner, does the food become tameh?
Yes.
No.
What happened?
Nothing happened. It's sheltered.
We said before that it goes in and comes tameh.
Only when it's metal.
Okay.
But if it's cheretz.
Then it doesn't go in.
Does not go in.
Okay.
Okay, with me with that?
Yes.
However, let's say it's the reverse. Inside the barrel is the sheretz. And outside the barrel is food. Does the tumah escape?
Yes.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's what it says. Now, let's look at this application. This, now we're going to finally understand this case. This is an amazing case.
Sure is.
Let's follow the captions. We have the Tana.
Yeah.
We have a Kli Cheres.
Cool.
We have a Sheretz.
We have food.
And we have food. Sar.
Correct.
So, does the Sheretz stomach, does it escape and contaminate the oven? What did we just say?
Yes.
Yes, it does. Okay. Now, does that mean automatically that the Sar becomes tummy?
Should.
No, because the sar is sheltered in its own kli cheres. Sar is food, and food is sheltered in its own kli cheres, so it's not tameh.
Okay, so I mean, if it was in the oven, it would become tameh, but now that it's being sheltered in its own container, so it doesn't become.
Even though it's the same container.
Okay.
Even though it's the same container with a.
With a divider.
Dividers. Let's see. Even though the sheretz is contained in the utensil, that's tzamid pasul. It doesn't matter. Metame hasheretz es atanu me'aviroi. The sheretz is metame hasheretz atanu me'aviroi. The sheretz is metame the oven me'aviroi. Why? Lefi shetzamid pasul. The tzamid pasul. The tzamid pasul. Moil rak lahatzel oichlim. The tzamid pasul's moil helps rak. It's a very important word. We have the word in the sixth parasha. Where's the word rak? We had it last sixth parasha, and 2 weeks ago we had it in the parasha. Every week there's the word rak. Lefish at some apostle moil rak. Lahatzel echlam shalo yitmu kashem besaychai. A tzavet pasul only can shelter him from not being mekabel tuma. Avol einam oneas atuma milotzeitz ulatamei asatana. But the tzavet pasul is not going to prevent it from escaping. Now, base kibul hashini lo yedid mo betumas hasharetz. The base kibul is not going to come tuma from the sharetz. Base kibul hashini, the second base kibul lo yedid mo betumas hasharetz is not going to come tuma from the tumas hasharetz. It's not inside of it. The sheretz not inside of it. The gamlodit mahabotzeik shebesoichai lefi shehu kli bichli book of some apostles independent. Gam kan b'tam besad. Now look, there's a dead body. There's a dead body in the room. Okay. Gam kan b'tam b'basa hames es kol asher bebayis midin oyel hames. V'yesatanor gami din oil hanes, the gami din avratanor. The at some apostle ainu manea es satuma milotzes, and it's not the some apostle not going to prevent it from coming. So here we have over here the same exact case, but instead of there being a sheretz, we have here a kazayis basam and hanes. Okay, base kibul asheni lo nitman bituman bebasas hanes atzma lefi sheinu b'sayichay v'lo nimsa be'ol hanes lefi shu book of some apostle v'gam abatzik shabesayich lo nitman lefi shu bukli hamuk of some apostle. Okay, so we have over here. Everything here is so far so good. Now let's go to the last case. The last case in the whole Mishnah. Here we have a kazayis minames, but look at this case. There's a breach between the body, the partition. The partition is not does not go to the very, very bottom. You with me? You see this picture?
Yeah.
In this picture, wow. There is no opening. There is an opening.
Yeah. So then,
beside here, on the right side, we have a kazayis basam and ames. On the left side, we have the sa'ar.
How come we go basam and ames? What happened to the sheretz?
It'll be the same thing. Basam and ames matame is ames is a bais is a tana midin oil ames. Is a tana matame gam ki mitumas aver tana. Nimsa batzik derech pesach ayde oil ames. So we have over here nimsa batzik derech pesach b'shar. There's a breach of one tefach. Basra meis tamit hames abot segai the pesach shem b'chitzah shebineim b'tumas oil hames chumoy b'chomokam sheyesham shnei chadorim b'chitzah mavdineim who meis biyachod im yesh pesach tefach bein hachadorim tamit b'oil hames kol mashu b'chidur hasheni rak mitam oil hames nidme abot seg oil hames avoloy mivneish neskalkal atzamit pasil.
You know, this is getting really complicated.
No, it's not.
Yes, because he's now introducing
oil hames.
Yeah, we weren't doing oil hames. We were doing.
Doesn't matter.
We share it the whole time.
Im yesh b'sech tevach b'nechadam tamei oil hames kol mashu b'sech b'shuchid v'sheni rak with them, because the sheretz will be tar. When it comes to sheretz does not go sideways. The sheretz, it would still be protected because it's still called a tzavet pasul. That's tafka olamets, not the sheretz. Eliminate the talmud tzomim pasul. Where would tzir haba? What tzir haba? That is one. Oh, we have more pictures here. More pictures. Okay, we're not going to have time to finish this.
This is a Mishnah.
Okay, we have to stop here. All right, we're going to have to finish this next time. All right, but at least no. We have more things to do. We have to go into these two pictures to get a shleimus of this Mishnah.
Wow.
All right.
This Mishnah above is a rough.
It's going to get rough now.